We were saying earlier that through, I mean, this, you know, tragedy and devastation, it does present an opportunity, which is organ donation. Was there any hesitancy from the family's side of things to donate, or consent to Brenda's organs being donated, or it was just straight up, yep?
Not at all, because I think it actually gave us a little bit of hope. You know, there's a part of you that is just devastated and we couldn't pick ourselves up, but being able to know that part of Brennan lives on is really affirming for us. And, you know, when they die, they have to take them straight away once they pass away. And I think that really helped us too, because once someone passes away, how do you let them go?
Yeah.
And they prepared us so beautifully that this is what will happen, this is the team. And I met with the ladies that were going to take him away, and they said, do you have any questions? And I said, are you a mother? And they said, yes. And I said, well, I have no questions for you, because I know you will ultimately care for my son like you would for your own children. And they were so beautiful. And they said that they would take him instantly.
Mm.
You know, you only have a certain amount of time. And so for us, it was beautiful because we said our goodbyes. We knew that the minute he was declared dead, they would take him. And it gave us that closure. Like, he just went, and we all knew that's how it was going to be. Otherwise, I don't know how you would sit there and then let them take him away.
Yeah.
So we hope that somewhere down there, Brennan's organs are walking around and helping everybody. And, you know, making their families' lives what we don't have. You know, we miss him every single day. But every time I think of the sad part, I think of he's a little hero.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's what he wanted, and... you know, that's what we're happy to be able to do.